stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding up your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh. And what a lovely stormy, rainy weekend we've had.
Oh my God, it had it all, didn't it?
It did. Thunder, lightning, and the aforementioned rain.
Yes, exactly.
That's all of it.
I mean, summer is just around the corner, and what comes with summer, mate? Some summer storms. Battening down the hatches, I presume.
Yes, indeed.
God, it was a light
Checking
show, wasn't
the rain
it?
Catches.
Yeah, what'd you come up with?
No, I'm saying people would be.
Oh, yeah,
I don't have one.
No, of course not.
Why would I have one?
No, exactly.
I'm not interested.
You're not an old man.
I'll check the Bureau of Meteorology, thank you very much.
Zach, tons of stuff to talk about, obviously, this week. Good news for orcas.
Good news for orcas.
But also, Zach, it happened last week, and it's happened a few times. I've tried to stump you.
Yeah.
I've tried to bloody stump you, and it never works out.
I'm like the biggest oak in the rainforest.
Exactly.
And you're just chipping away with these little hand saws.
Yep.
Let's see if you've brought a chainsaw to the party today.
I think I've done all right this week, and I reckon I can finally get around to stumping you. So I'm looking really forward to that. Anyway, it's the Josh and Zach Show. Stick around. We've got tons of stuff to talk about. We'll be straight back after this. Like I said, Zach, good news for orcas. SeaWorld, we know, has got backlash because of that film Blackfish.
Yeah.
Really great exposed, film, too. It really exposed SeaWorld as being...
Well, it wasn't a film. Was it a documentary?
It was a doco, I call them.
Yeah, I called it a doco.
Yeah, and they really exposed just some, some unsavory thing. You go to SeaWorld and all these places and you go, oh, yeah, family fun and all the rest of it. I look at the seal, he's waving to us. Look at the penguins, they're walking around with little tuxedos on. And then you see the whales, the orcas. And you go, God, majestic. Bloody majestic.
Sort of looks like a bunch of penguins taped together.
It does.
So not sure if it warrants its own exhibit.
Yeah, certainly not a whole pool.
Olympic or otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. But everyone was kind of watching this Blackfish and they kind of went, I don't think they're treating these orcas the way that they're perceived on the media. Mm. So SeaWorld have just been copping backlash from this.
Yep.
And they've kind of just went, okay, look, from 2017, no more orca shows.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I don't. They said that they're going.
So they're really ramping up the orca shows between now and then.
They're doing.
They're going into triple time. I mean, they're going to let these things go at the end anyway. They don't care if they're worn out. Ride them hard and put them away wet, as they say. Except they're always wet because they're orcas.
So I did
maybe ride them hard and put them away dry.
Yeah, exactly. Nightmare situation.
On
if you're
some
a whale.
Landfill, still alive. Let the seagulls peck at it.
I've always said that's what you get for being a mammal but living in the water.
Yeah.
If you're going to start, if you're going to want to breathe air...
You come up here with the rest of us.
Yeah, come up
you
here.
You haven't cheated the system.
Why do you get to go down and swim all the time? Yeah, we have to buy pools. That's 30 grand in the end. But these things get to just frolic around. I don't know what they intend to do with them afterwards, Zach. That's a problem.
Well, I guess they release them.
The orcas have been... It was in the documentary Blackfish. They show the orcas. They just get angry. And they eventually just drown the handlers, which is frightening stuff.
You can catch some... Especially if you're a handler.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in the audience, it's pretty frightening. But if you're the handler itself, it's just a nightmare. And you can see this kind of stuff on YouTube as well. I mean, it's pretty well documented.
I don't recommend that people look up...
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
drowning's on YouTube.
I'm not saying gather the family around. Hey, kids, come here. I worry about the orcas because I feel like once you're in show business, there's really no getting out of it, if you know what I mean. Like, if we had to walk away from the show, which is very likely.
Look at Mickey Rourke.
I worry about these orcas and I wonder to myself, what's their next gig going to be if they do want to be in the media and all that kind of stuff? The showbiz, like I said. I mean, once you're in showbiz, you can't get out of showbiz.
You can't.
But the good news is the good people here at Switch 1197, we managed to move some funds around, stuff like that, and kind of squeezed in a spot for these orcas.
There may have been some criminal transactions involved in it.
But. We just wanted to get them on the air so they can... I mean, it's Tuesday from 9 o'clock, you'll hear the orcas show.
Yep.
And that way, it's just a once-a-week thing. It's very, obviously, they more relaxed than the originals. The original, piece that they're working at SeaWorld at the moment. So it's very stripped back, very laid back kind of stuff. But I think it's a good transition. For I managed to get my hands on the current promo that they're running. You should probably would have heard this during the week. I think they started running it a couple of weeks ago. But let's have a listen to the promo that they're currently running for the Orca Show. Let's have a listen.
Coming up here and talking all things nautical. Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. This is Switch 1197's Orca Radio. What you orcing about?
That sounds like a great time.
What you orcing about?
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, and it's time for a new game.
Love these games.
Here on the Josh and Zachary Show. It's not my attempt to stump you. That'll come up a little bit later in the show, probably.
See, I only like the games where I'm the star.
The second hour. But you will be the star.
Okay,
then
I love this game.
Because I'm throwing it to you, and of course I'm throwing it to the listeners as well. You can get involved. 3067-7097. Tons of sevens in that. Zach, it's the game. It's called What's That Sound? Mm-hmm. And it starts off with this.
It's Josh and Zachary's What's That Sound?
Piano.
No, not this one. this one, Zach, it's people always doing silly things on the internet.
They are.
And for some reason, they're filming it. And then for even...
You've got to get those thumbs up.
Well, then an even sillier reason, they put it up on the internet for everyone to enjoy.
I believe I've seen them all.
Oh, yeah? You've seen the internet?
I've seen the internet a handful of times.
You decided to tap out?
I think I've seen every funny video on the internet so far.
Well, there can't be too much more left.
No.
You might have seen this one, in which case this game will go swimmingly. But it's called What's That Sound? Have a listen. Really have a listen. Try to figure out what's happening in this sound. What do you hear there?
I gotta say, I'm thinking there's possibly a tow truck of some sort involved in this incident. Mm-hmm. That's about all I can give you.
You think tow truck? You hear a man screaming in that?
I do hear a man screaming.
Let's have one more listen.
I got no idea.
You can't get it? It is... You go to a mechanic, your car starts making a noise. You think
it's close.
You need to go to a mechanic, get that thing looked at.
Yeah, you hoist your engine out.
What you do is you pull into a little garage.
Yeah.
Oftentimes you'll see a young man waiting there at the end for you.
Yeah, cleaning his hands with a rag.
Cleaning the hands with a rag. The last thing that you want to do, Zach, is drive your car straight into him and crush his knees. The video's up online now. You can have a look for yourself. Just search Josh and Zachary Radio Show. Give us a like and follow along at home. We'll be straight back after this.
Josh and Zachary.
Josh and Zach running out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
That's right. The bad boys of community radio.
Oh, yeah. You heard it here first.
It's not a big pond. So
I always thought it was the breakfast.
You don't have to be particularly bad at all.
I mean, I think I got a speeding ticket on the way here.
I got a speeding ticket the other day, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
In the mail? Or you're just...
I don't know if I'm giving too much away here about my commute to the station and that.
You don't want people finding out where we broadcast from.
Hale Street was...
That's where I got my ticket.
Hey! I saw another speeding... I don't know if we're meant to give out radar information.
Yeah,
that's legal.
They love it.
Yeah. Either way, just keep your eyes out. I'm not saying what street it was on.
So I look forward to that in the mail.
Well, I already got mine. I paid that. So that was waited till the due date, obviously. Yeah, thought they might have had an emergency repeal. And
my due date's today.
Zach, this is Prime Minister Turnbull. We've made a terrible mistake.
Zach, I've tried 1,000 times on this show to stump you. Yeah. And I've never been able to.
As I said, I'm like a grand old tree that can't be cut down.
And I keep
therefore,
showing up.
No stump.
I show up day after day with my axe and I chip a little bit away at you every so often. And you continually surprise me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is a bloody another layer of bark.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into the flesh, start killing this thing. But you remain strong. You probably live for 500 years.
I hope so, because I'm terrified of death.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be? It's
horrible. The one thing I want out of life is to live forever.
Of course, you've even mentioned that you'd kill me in
for the opportunity to do so. For the 1 in 10 chance. Yeah, I've revised my prerequisites down a little bit now.
You're a gambler, man. But like I said, I've tried 1,000 times to stump you. I think I've got a good one today. And it revolves around using your memories, Zach.
Yeah, which we all know is phenomenal.
You've got the memory of a steel trap.
I mean, if you're going to stump me,
yeah.
What you would have needed to do is directions, maps.
Yeah, exactly.
Geography of any form. I don't know where I am now.
This one, Zach, you remember coming home after a hard day at school? The best thing was sitting down from about the 3:30 hour till about maybe six, mm-hmm. and just watching cartoons.
Yeah.
And I got on a bit of a tear the other night watching a few of the old cartoons. So I thought to myself, I wonder if Zach remembers some of these old cartoons that we used to watch back in the old days.
Very clever of you.
Thank you.
Very clever, because
pretty clever.
As everyone knows, my memory, second to none.
Yeah.
What you've done is you've gone, I know I can't beat him on the memory, but the childhood trauma he's experienced will surely have repressed some of his
I'm hoping that
some of his memories from that time period. And I think you might be correct, Josh. So
I'm hoping that some of the intros of these cartoons were caught up in some of the repression that you've been doing.
You think I might have been copping a savage beating while the Ferals intro was playing?
I'm hoping so.
I can't remember the cat's name.
Let's kick it off with this.
Yeah.
Every time I try to get something to bamboozle you, it never bamboozles you.
He's ruined various radio events with his amazing intellect.
Dan Cook.
Jesus!
Yeah, I'm good.
How the hell did you do that?
But today, get Josh Stump, the unstoppable.
Once again, you ruin a bit.
Give me the bell. Give me the bell.
It's Josh and Zachary's Stump Sack.
So here we go.
Well, you've made an intro for us, so now I'm starting to shake. You've got me rattled.
Have a listen to the first one. We're doing old cartoons. We're just playing the intro of them. We'll start with an easy one, Zach, just to get you in the mood.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off with this one.
Ah. I love this one. It's Captain Planet.
Captain Planet is correct, Zach, with a bell.
I mean, I did have it.
This one might be a little bit trickier. It's cartoons that we used to watch when we come back from school. Let's see if Zach remembers them just from the intro. Let's have a listen to the second one.
Oh, do I say it as soon as I know it?
As soon as you know
it. Okay, round the twist.
There you go.
Yeah,
round the twist.
Have you ever...
Have a listen. They're getting progressively harder, I think. The first one was just... listen to this. Have a listen to the third one.
This is 29 Acacia Road, and this is Eric, the schoolboy who leads an amazing double life.
I want to say it's, Banana Man?
But when Eric eats a banana...
There you go.
Boom! Give me the bell.
That's Banana Man. Everyone loves Banana Man.
Yeah, I always ate bananas, but it never gave me the power.
He was a young
boy. And
now
I hate bananas. Donkey Kong did sort of rehabilitate bananas' images in my mind for a while.
Yeah.
But then
that Mario Kart came along. You were slipping on the sliding.
Get these bananas out of here.
Zach, let's see how long you can go with before you realize what this one is. This is the last one on trying to stump Zach on the Josh and Zachary show. Have a listen.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty...
Oh, don't go down there. The trapdoor. I got it right from that. You don't even need the music.
No.
I'm too good.
It's a Josh and Zachary show.
Advice.
You want the advice?
Let's go for the advice.
Let's kick it off then. 10 things that, nuggets of good advice that people love to dish out, Zach. It's choose a job that you love doing and you'll never work a day in your life.
I mean, I chose a job that I hate and I never work a day in my life. So.
What makes you think a good one will be any different?
It's working out well.
Live every day like it's your last.
See, that's silly.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to stay in a hospital bed. Or be cowered in a corner screaming.
What about just be yourself no matter what?
See, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Hitler should have been someone else. Categorically, he should have been someone else if he could have been.
What about forgive and forget?
Bit silly on that one.
Yeah.
You don't want to forget people who are who are constantly doing you wrong. If they keep doing it, don't forgive them and forget about it.
Yeah.
Forgive them, maybe, on the first couple, if it seems...
But
you know,
learn from it.
Yeah. Maybe think, hang on, there's a pattern forming here. But you won't ever do that if you're forgetting.
Yeah, exactly.
So, importantly, forgive.
Yep.
Remember...
Of course.
For 3 months,
depending
on what it was...
So forgive straight away.
Gauge it for yourself.
Yeah,
but
it works on a bell curve.
But yeah, remember for a time afterwards.
Yeah.
And just think about it.
And then make good decisions.
After that.
From that point on.
Yep.
What about this one? Just do it.
Yeah, see, that's terrible.
Never do that. No, never do anything. No. Don't just do anything. No. Again, think it through.
Think it through. Make some decisions.
Oh, this one you'll love. If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at the best.
No, well, that's not right.
What about everything happens for a reason?
I guess it does happen for a reason, but yeah. That doesn't provide any insight into what those reasons are.
It doesn't mean... I think people take that everything happens for a reason, and they think, oh, a good reason.
Yeah, oh, I'm reassured now.
But it could be a very bad reason. It could be a very bad reason.
It could be a very bad reason.
It's Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, I was just thinking, before we wrap up the show, we've got to think of a way to trap the breakfast shift with Tim and Alistair.
Lock them in the studio.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm thinking about leaving the my horn here for them to for their enjoyment, and with maybe a note that says "Do not touch."
Do you think it'll be too much for them?
I think. Would it?
I think he'll hit. If you're sitting there and you're always listening to Switch, if that's you, get in contact with us.
Yes.
We're going to leave the clown horn with a specific note saying, under no circumstance are you to touch the horn.
Yes.
If anyone is to hear this sound within the week, you were to notify myself or Joshua immediately.
Of course.
And we will take...
swift?
Yeah. Asymmetrical asymmetrical assault will occur.
And that's how we do it with the breakfast shift. So like we said, we'll leave it here. A note that says do not touch under any circumstances.
Your homework as the listener is to be on alert. Make sure their horn does not sound.
And you can catch the breakfast shift. It's Tim and Alistair. We're having breakfast with Tim and Alistair.
It is.
6 to 9, Monday through to Wednesday. Get your listening ears in tune and have a listen. Of course, if you do hear it, get in touch with us on the Josh and Zachary Show Facebook page, Josh and Zachary Show Radio Show. Give us a like, follow along at home. Let us know what you hear. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to check out this Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast on iTunes and podbay.com. Just search Josh and Zachary Show Snippets. Other than that,
check out Switch 1197 on Facebook. Keep up with all the other great shows going around.
Tricky show today.
Tricky show.
Not too much came out of it.
We'll do impressions again.
We'll do impressions again.
We got to stick to the formula. Don't do accents.
Going crazy.
Yeah. You're trying to put it into a new box.
We're running out of it. Running out of people.
All right.
So, guaranteed impression of the week next week for everyone to enjoy. Other than that, everyone have a great, safe, and sound weekend.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.